Welcome to Global Talk, an international affairs podcast from The National. I'm Justin Vella. Online is Hakim Al-Masmari, a freelance reporter for the newspaper in Sana'a. He's here to talk about the current Saudi Arabia-led bombing campaign against Houthi rebels who have taken over large areas of the country. The Saudi-led alliance has been bombing Yemen for more than 2 weeks now. What exactly are they targeting?
They're targeting the Houthi strong points, the Houthi military infrastructure, their weapon storage, their missile depots, anything that the Houthi are now controlling and could be a threat to Saudi Arabia in the long run if the Houthi attempt to invade or attack by land Saudi Arabia or even by air. So anything, the Air Force was targeted by the Saudis for the same reason, to ensure that they're not attacked by the air from the Houthis. And as of now, they've destroyed a huge number of the Houthis' military infrastructure and depots, but it seems that the Houthis have not been weakened to the extent that Saudi thinks it is, and that's why they are expanding into southern provinces and gaining, like what we saw in Aden this week in Aden, Bala, and Hawra in Lahj province as well. So yes, these attacks have been good targets or strong targets, but they have not weakened the Houthi to the extent that Saudi thinks. On the public-wise, Saudi Arabia had a lot of public support in Yemen when they started these airstrikes against the Houthis. But when these strikes killed mostly civilians, right now over 80% of those killed by these airstrikes have been civilians. And today, for example, Saudi was trying to target a Houthi office in Sana'a, and they accidentally, or for some reason, they hit a building that has 32 apartments, all residential. And God willing, these apartments were mostly empty because they evacuated Sana'a because of the location, but dozens were still injured, among the many children. So these targets that are misdirected or miss their targets, this is causing high civilian death, and this is what's hurting Saudi Arabia's reputation in Yemen, especially with those who supported these airstrikes to begin with.
The Houthis are Zaydi Shiites who captured large areas of the country. They're originally from the country's north as well, along the border with Saudi Arabia. And then after they captured these territories, they continue to push south into areas of the country that are predominantly Sunni. What are the Houthis' goals with this offensive, and why is Aden, Yemen's second city, so important to them?
The Houthis want to control the entire country. They took control of the north of Yemen late last year and January this year when they took over the Sana'a and forced the president into enforced house arrest. So that guaranteed that they had majority control over the north of Yemen, though there was many opposition within these provinces, but no one was willing to fight them since the Houthis are a very organized militant group while other factions are not. Then came the next step. The Houthis were fearing that President Hadi, after he left to Aden, would be opening doors for separation from the north and south. That's the main reason that made the Houthis start going toward the south and spreading very quickly to all the provinces. In my opinion, the goal for the Houthis in the south are two. Number one, to ensure that there is no separation, and that can only happen if they're present in those provinces and have a stronghold. Number two, to weaken the Saudi alliance in the south if they want the southerners to clash instead of Saudi Arabia, to fight instead of Saudi Arabia.
And how have Yemen's tribes pledged their loyalties in this crisis? And where does the Al-Hamar family, who were once an ally of Saudi Arabia in Yemen, stand?
We have three kinds of people in the country right now. One, who are neutral and just watching, trying to avoid taking sides, knowing that all the clashing sides have personal interest or foreign interest and not interest for Yemen. So a big majority of Yemen is just standing neutral. And a second is those who are following the Houthis, and those are basically who have links to the Zaydi sect of Islam, which is closer to the Shiite version of Islam, though it's not Shiite Islam. Those followers of Zaydi are more loyal and sympathize with the Houthis. The Sunni majority in Yemen are against the Houthis, and they are the ones who are opposing the Houthis. The Ahmar family was the head of the most powerful tribe in Yemen, the Hashid tribe. This tribe was also the backbone for the Muslim Brotherhood Party in Yemen. So the Houthis made it clear that they wanted to get rid of this family because if they got rid of them, it would also break the back of the Muslim Brotherhood in Yemen. And that's what happened, and that's what they did.
And amid all this chaos, do you see Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula gaining strength right now?
Oh yeah, Al-Qaeda is gaining on the ground. Today they took over military bases in the south, and they've been doing that for the last couple of days. And that's why the Houthis are also spreading in the south. Right now, the Al-Qaeda stronghold is in Hadramaut. Even though the media is not reporting this right now, but the Houthis have hundreds of their militants in Hadramaut right now as you're talking. So they know that the plan, according to them, the plan is that the only faction or side who could fight the Houthis are Al-Qaeda. So to arm them and keep and have them fight this war instead of foreign countries or foreign troops being deployed. So very easily, Al-Qaeda is winning over these military bases and being armed. So this is the way that, that the Houthis have, and that's why they're spreading in the south, especially in Hadramaut. And Al-Qaeda is regrouping right now. No one is fighting them. U.S. stopped its airstrikes, and after they evacuated for security reasons, and after the chaos in the country where they did not have a government to deal with. So this opened doors for Al-Qaeda to regroup and smell some air and try to expand and get more followers.
A final question. It's been reported that the Houthis have said that they're willing to negotiate, but not with President Hadi. Who exactly would the Houthis be willing to negotiate with then?
I think the Houthis are saying this only as a negotiating tactic. They know that Hadi is still the president of Yemen legally because he was elected by Yemenis. But the idea that they will accept that Hadi returns, in my views from my meetings with them, even though it's not, they don't announce it, but they would accept that a presidential council is created with Hadi involved and all the other factions. They would accept a president with vice presidents from them and other political parties. They don't want Hadi back as the Hadi who he was, where Hadi is in control of everything as president. The Houthis want a council where Hadi is not in control. They want a president with either vice presidents, where the power is divided between Hadi and others from all factions. They want a presidential council where it's not only Hadi in power. They will not accept Hadi as the sole power maker in Yemen, but they will accept the deal, even if it involves Hadi, if the deal has the power sharing where all the decision-making is done by a council or the president and his vice presidents, and not just by one person. So I think this is on the table. The Houthis will accept it, though right now they're negotiating and they're not saying that as a tactic.
To read Hakim's stories, visit thenational.ae/world and follow us on Twitter @thenationalrome.